Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hello, and welcome to episode 27 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about happiness and what makes us happy and what makes us unhappy. But before we do that, just a quick recap of episode 26. In episode 26, I covered three techniques or facets you could incorporate into your everyday life to help you to be more consistent. The techniques were, and they were taken from sport, but the techniques were mental resilience, mental flexibility, and recovery. I feel by incorporating those into your day-to-day routine, you actually become more consistent. It gives you the ability to show up day in, day out, deliver consistently, and achieve your goals. So if you haven't had the chance, episode 26 is on all the major platforms. So when you get the chance, please give it a listen. If you're enjoying the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow so that you're always up to date with the latest episodes. And it would really help if you could leave a review. If your platform allows you to leave a review, please do, because that gets us recognized. It gets the word out to more and more people. So if the opportunity is there, leave us a review. Anyway, on to today's episode, which is all about what makes us happy and how we can strive to be happier. Okay, let me ask you a question. How often have you thought that you will be happier when you get that better job, the bigger house, the latest model car that everybody is talking about? And yet, when you get these things, not long after, you find yourself unhappier or, best case scenario, the same as you were before. We have been conditioned from a young age to aim high and seek happiness and fulfillment in possessions, better jobs, status. This is a broken formula. Happiness does not come from the outside. Happiness is not from our possessions, our status in the world. Happiness comes from within. Psychologists at the University of California have discovered some fascinating things about happiness that actually, if you think about it, could change your life. One of the main discoveries is that we all have a happiness set point. When extremely positive or negative events happen, such as buying the house or that car, or losing your job, they temporarily increase or decrease our happiness. But not too long, we drift back to that set point. We have a natural settling point for happiness. One of the outstanding outcomes from the research at the University of California is that you can make yourself happier permanently. The researchers found that our genetic set point is responsible for about 50% of our happiness. Life circumstances affect about 10%, and a massive 40% is completely up to us. The large portion of your happiness that you control is determined by your habits, attitude, and outlook on life. As I said at the start of the show, happiness comes from within. It's not externally driven. In fact, in today's social media age, we're driven more and more to achieve happiness through external items, through the possessions, the status, because we see our friends, colleagues, giving us, and I'm using this word very loosely, a window into their realities that show that's what they've got. Although a little bit later on, I'll argue that that isn't the point. So we're almost, again, driven to accumulate more possessions, strive for higher and higher status symbols or positions in the expectation that it will make us happy, because that's what's being reflected back by the people around us. The advertising industry puts this to good effect. They show adverts of people extremely happy in their new car or with their new outfit or whatever it may be to make us buy their product, because on the perception that it will make us happier. Okay, so what habits or attitudes can we build into our everyday life to make us happier? I'm going to give you four tools or techniques I feel that you can do day to day, or at least on a regular basis, that will make you happier. Number one, make a list of what makes you happy. Set some time aside with a pen and paper and just write all the things down that make you happy. Now, it's important that they are things that actually make you happy and not what you think will make you happy. Think of the times you were really happy. What were you doing? Go back to those times. What were you doing when you were really happy? Write them down. Keep going until you cannot think of any more. Get as many as possible. Once the list is complete, pick your top 10 activities that bring you the most happiness. Your aim then is to include these 10 activities in your week. So every week you will strive to cram your top 10 most or happiest activities into your weekly routine. So it could be meeting up with friends. It could be sitting down in a coffee shop and reading your favorite novel. It could be playing a sport. It could be spending time with your family. It could be that Sunday morning lie-in. It could be romantic weekends away. Whatever they are, build them into your weekly routine. What I don't mean is, or what I want you to avoid, is to try and cram them into the weekend. These are habits or activities that you should be spreading out during the course of the week to increase your happiness quotient. These are little gems of happiness sprinkled through the week that you can look forward to and enjoy. The actual process of looking forward to doing something that makes you happy will make you happier. Sit down, make the list. Find out what makes you happy. Do you truly know what makes you happy? If I had to say to you now, go and do something that makes you happy, would you know what to do? Sit down, make that list, come up with your top 10, and then put them into your week. Number two, do what you love. This is a little bit different than the list of activities that make you happy. These are the long-term things that make you happy. All too often, we move into careers, into jobs, because that's what our parents want, or we felt that's what our parents' expectations were. And then some point down the line, you actually discover that, or some people discover that what they're actually doing for a living doesn't make them happy. In fact, it's the reverse. They wake every morning, it's a drudge. They look forward to the weekend. They don't enjoy the working day. They are waiting for 5 o'clock to go home, and they're trapped in an unhappy cycle. Now, I know it's not easy to move from your current career that you might not be finding fulfilling. If you are, fantastic, you're already doing what you love. But what do you do if you find yourself in a career or a role that just does not fulfill you? It does not make you happy. Because it's not easy, not all the time, to just jump ship and go and do something else? My answer to this one is create a sideline, or to use the term, a side hustle, out of the things that you would like to do long term. The things that you get into the flow and time just flies by. The things that you do and are so immersed in that you don't even know the passage of time. It's the things you would sit down and do for fun, or the things in the past that you've done. And again, you've got into that flow state and time has just flown by. You've been so immersed in what you do, enjoying what you do so much that time has just disappeared. Spend some time and look back. Look back. What did you enjoy doing as a child? What things captivated your interest, fascinated you? Now, what things fascinate you? What are your hobbies? What do you do for fun? What would you do for nothing that you wouldn't get paid for free because you just enjoy doing it? Again, make a list of these things. What are you interested in? What do you know a lot about? Write them down. Make a list. And then look for opportunities that you can almost turn these into a side hustle. Maybe you are a recreational athlete who knows a lot about your sport and you could coach other people. Maybe you love to write. You could create a blog. Maybe you've got knowledge that you want to share with others. You could create a podcast. By creating this sideline, you're creating almost an oasis of pleasure in a life that maybe at the moment you're not finding pleasure. But again, it gives you something to look forward to, something that you know you're going to enjoy doing. And you can expand that and expand it to the point that maybe where that becomes your living, that becomes your career, as it were. Explore what you do or what you would love to do if you didn't get paid for it. What gives you that flow state? Again, get the piece of paper, write as many things down as you can. Look for the similarities, look for the crossovers, and then look to create your sideline, your side hobby, or even your side hustle. So that was tip number two. Tip number three, stop comparing yourselves with others. With social media, we are bombarded by pictures of colleagues and friends with the new house they've bought, picking up their new car, their sparkling new kitchen, friends who are in supposedly the perfect relationship and are posting pictures all the time. The first thing I would say to you is, this is what they want you to see. It may not be reality. What they're posting on social media does not mean they are happy. It's just what they want you to see. It's a window, and it's a window that's been window dressed, for the want of the better word. My advice, or my thoughts with social media, is to plan in regular breaks from social media, where you just take a break from it, step back from it, whether it's a weekend, a week, even during the summer, a month, a break from social media. Give it a go. See what difference it makes. Delete the app for a week and see how you feel. Delete the app for a day if you don't feel you can make a week, and see what the difference makes. But the important thing is to stop comparing with yourself with others. It will just highlight what you perceive to be your own flaws and not highlight your strengths. Tip four, minimize. We're in a world where we're accumulating more and more possessions. A startling fact I came across is that in the US, new homes in the USA are 1,000 square feet larger than they were in 1973. and the living space per person has nearly doubled. But taking into this fact into consideration, that the fact that a house now is 1,000 square feet bigger and people have double the living space, there's been an explosion in storage hire. People are now hiring storage units to store the possessions. It's another indication of this drive to buy more, own more, because they think it will make them happier. In fact, it does the opposite. Yeah, as we talked about with the inflection point, initially they get a burst of happiness, but very quickly settle back to their inflection point. In fact, the more we own, the unhappier we can become, because once we've got these possessions, we've got to work harder, do more to hold on to them. You buy the new car, you've got to work harder, maybe do more hours or get the next promotion to pay for the finance on it. The bigger house comes with a bigger mortgage. You've got to work longer, spend more time away from your family and doing the things you love to maintain what you've got. That career, that status within the career, the bigger, the better job, you've then got to work harder and longer to maintain that status. So my fourth tip for happiness is to minimize. Number one within this, number four, is whenever you're going to buy something, ask yourself, do I really need this? Am I buying it because I need it to replace something that's broken or is no longer working? Or am I buying it because I perceive it will make me happy, or that because somebody else has got it and really I don't need it? Give yourself 24 hours. Do you really need that next new thing? The next one is, whenever you do buy something, dispose of two items. Set yourself a rule that every time you buy something new, before it comes into your house, you will remove or throw away, recycle, sell two items before you let yourself buy one more new thing. Part three to this of minimization is, why not go on a declutter? Take a room at a time over a series of weeks and declutter. I can guarantee you, if you have not used an item for 12 months, you will never use it again. Once again, sell it, bin it, or donate it. If it's just sitting there unused, get rid of it. Free yourself up. This will have two benefits. One, you'll live in a clearer space. It'll give you mental freedom. It'll give you cognitive bandwidth. But two, over time, you will feel happier. You will feel freer. And it's something you can then spread into your life. If you make it a habit of cutting down on what you own and minimizing your possessions, you're not striving then to maintain a lifestyle, to buy the possessions or to maintain the possessions. You will feel freer and you'll feel happier. So minimize. Take a look around you. What don't you need that you own? What is superfluous? What could you get rid of today? Set yourself another rule of, if you want to be even stricter, every day, dispose of two items, no matter how small. If they are not used, if they have no benefit to you, dispose of them. Declutter your world and see what impact it makes. So, those are my four tips for a happier life, or to incorporate happiness habits into your life. Let's just recap. One, make a list of what makes you happy. Two, do what you love. Three, stop comparing yourself to others. And four, minimize. That's it for episode 27. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. post about it on social media, or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter at WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at WinningEdgeCOA1. Thanks again. See you next time.